Rumble's Radio Business Focus.
Brought to you by Ilkley Beard and Bradford Council, supporting local businesses.
And on this edition, we're discovering Ilkley with Tim Tennant from the art shop on Hawksworth Street. It's a very old business, this. Tell us how it all started.
Yeah, we've actually been going 102 years, started by my grandfather, Herbert, in 1919. He was a local artist, a commercial artist, and he needed some premises, and he started doing picture framing, and then sort of went from there. My father then, after the war, he was in the war, he came back, and unfortunately my grandfather had died before that, and then he started up as a sign writer, still doing picture framing, and then in the 60s we started selling art materials, and we've sort of gone on from there, and I'm the third generation. There's a funny little story. When I left school, I was hoping to go find a job somewhere in something else that I wanted to do, and went for a few interviews, wasn't successful, but I wasn't allowed not to work, so I came to work for my dad. So technically, I'm still looking for that job.
Maybe one day. And in terms of the shop that you've got here, there isn't anything that you don't sell. And in terms of what you are selling, it's stuff for kids, hobbyists, professional artists as well.
Yeah, we sell a very wide range of art materials for professionals or for the younger artist, and for generally leisure painters mostly. But we sell other things as well. We sell a few model products and a few craft products as well. But like you said, you know, we appear to have everything, but not quite. There's always that odd occasion when we can't supply something, but that's usually quite rare.
And you mentioned the origins of the business as picture framing in its early days. That's still going very strong as well.
It is. We've been very busy with framing, especially this year since we reopened in April. Obviously, we pride ourselves in that we've been doing it for so long. We like to think we're experts in what we do, which I think we are, of course. And I actually do all the framing, and we are very, very busy. And if you think of having something framed before Christmas, you need to be coming in quickly.
Ilkley as a town is a very creative place in lots of senses of the word. We have a very strong art scene here, don't we?
We do. There's an art club. There's lots of thriving art organisations. There's Ilkley Arts across the road from us in the Manor House. That's like a little artist hub. Lots of local artists. But the region generally, and it attracts people and artists up the dales and such like. There's a lot of beautiful scenery all around here for people to be inspired by.
And you've got a lot of work by local artists here that people can come and look at and buy as well.
We have. We've got a little gallery positioned in the old shop as it was, filling the walls. And we exhibit sort of local artists with their work. We change that every so often, but that's quite does quite well. You know, artists come along and we display their work, usually as a joint exhibition with two artists together, and that's quite successful.
And in terms of the most popular things you sell, what's the trend at the moment? Is it pastels? Is it watercolours? Is it crayons? You know, what are people using most?
That's quite difficult. I mean, things do tend to go in trends, and it is quite a seasonal thing, but I mean, the last 2 years, everything's been turned upside down, and just generally, we seem to sell a bit of everything. Once upon a time, watercolours were hugely popular, but it's more acrylic now. People, you know, tend to paint in acrylics.
And you said you've been here since you left school. Obviously, that's been a little while now, a few years. What's your most enjoyable thing about running this business?
Well, there's many and varied. I mean, mostly it's the customers and the people that you meet. I've gained a lot of people, a lot of friends, people that have been coming for many years, you know, and it's a people thing. And that's one thing in the lockdown that we sort of missed, was meeting our lovely customers. You know, it's just one of those things that we do online as well, and we did do quite well online in lockdown, but you know, you don't see the people that you're selling to, and I think that's a very important thing.
And obviously over the last 100 years, Ilkley has changed. Possibly out of all recognition, there are still some things that are still the same. Where do you think the town is heading as a kind of retail destination?
I like the way you put that. I wasn't around 100 years ago, you know. But I think Ilkley is one of those places. It's a little bit insulated from things that happen roundabout because it's got quite a professional population. I think it's slightly, not immune, but it's protected a bit from the online thing, and people like to come to Ilkley because it's a wonderful place. So I think Ilkley will continue for the next, you know, foreseeable future. Hopefully I'll still be here working away, but not too long. You know, retirement is looming.
And when you're not here in the shop or in the gallery, what do you like to do in and around Ilkley?
Well, I like to eat out. There's lots of fabulous restaurants in Ilkley. Do like to go for a drink now and again. There's some good pubs and things. And also, when I get the opportunity, which, to be honest, has not been often lately, I'd like to go walking as well on the moors, the wonderful moors and roundabout. It's just such a lovely place, is it?
Lovely to meet you, Tim. And you can find out more about the art shop by popping in. They're on Hawkesworth Street. Or visit theartshops.co.uk. And there's lots more about the town at Discover Ilkley on the website and app.
Rumble's Radio Business Focus.
Brought to you by Ilkley Beard and Bradford Council. Supporting local businesses.